Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Specsha. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Specsha. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it and throws to home to get Baker. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Lindell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lindell. Philly goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berra moves to second. One out. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrik hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Berra and he is safe. Michaels steals second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzuto strikes out. One out. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea strikes out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henrick moves to third. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Henrick scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-2 in the game. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Brown pinch hits for Specsha. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rizzuto moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henrick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Henrick reaches third base with a triple. Rizzuto scores. Sternweiss goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lindell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Page now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell bunts towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berra is walked intentionally. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto bunts for a single. DiMaggio scores. McQuinn moves to third. Berra moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.